A prayer for the children of Israel. Troubles, trials, and tribulations. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. As a king abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of Israel. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, so we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation, and all the leaders throughout the world. All those that influence the well-being of God's people and all the people of their nation and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. The Lord will give strength to our children. The Lord will bless our children with peace. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the Father in heaven bless our children and their house and keep them. Glory to God the Father. I don't come to the Father based on my own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children, but by Jesus Christ, whose sandal strap we are not worthy to loose. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come before God's mercy seat on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ, and the precious blood that he shed. For worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we command, depart from our children, their house and their nation, all you workers of iniquity. For the Lord has heard the voice of our weeping. The Lord has heard our supplication. The Lord will receive our prayer. Let all their enemies be ashamed and greatly troubled. Let them turn back and be ashamed suddenly. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to the exceedingly greatness of his power, may the Lord release the fruits of Calvary, the fruits of righteousness, over our children and their house, and declare the victory of Christ in their lives. May the God of all comfort, who comforts our children in their tribulations, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, who knows the things they have need of before they ask him, pour the Holy Spirit out on them and all of their family abundantly through Jesus Christ, their Savior, that they and their people may be filled with the comfort and exceedingly joyful in all their tribulations. The thief does not come except to steal and kill and destroy. Jesus came that our children and their people may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, may Jehovah Nissa, the Lord our banner, strengthen their hearts for battle and give them patience, faith, peace, perseverance, character, hope, and endurance. Though they may fall, let them rise again. In the name of Jesus Christ, in a time of trouble, may God their helper be not like a stranger to our children and their house, but instead let them and all of their family hear his voice so that they do not harden their hearts in rebellion. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the God of their defense counsel them and all of their family, and give our children his knowledge which he has reserved for the time of trouble, for the day of battle and war. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to his excellent greatness, may our children and all of their family have assurance in their hearts that God is their refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Our children can do all things through Christ who strengthens them. In all these things, our children and their people are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Let their delight be in the fear of the Lord, and let them not judge by the sight of their eyes, nor decide by the hearing of their ears, because with men not all things are possible. With God all things are possible. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, the great and awesome name that endures forever to all generations, let our children and all of their family cast their burdens on the Lord, and he shall sustain them and their house. For the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in their way. The Lord shall sustain them and all of their family in a desert land, a howling wilderness waste. He shall shield our children, care for them, and guard them as the apple of his eye. May the Lord uphold them with his hand. In the name of Jesus Christ, the name that is a strong tower, let our children and all of their family find their strength in him, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. And they and their people shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not weary. They shall walk and not faint. They shall come out of their tribulations washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb. And may all things work together for their good. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and their God and Father, who has loved our children and given them everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort their hearts and establish them in every good word and work. The Lord is faithful, who will establish them in their house and guard them and their family from the evil one. May the Lord direct their heart into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. By his name, may the angels of the Lord encamp all around our children and their household and deliver them and their people. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, inasmuch as there is none like him, he is great and his name is great in might. In Christ we pray that our children and all of their family will be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let their request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard their hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. According to the multitude of his tender mercies, let the Lord hold them up in the multitude of their anxieties within them. His comforts shall delight their souls. In Christ we pray that our children and their house will trust in the Lord with all of their heart and lean not to their own understanding, but in all their ways acknowledge him. That they and their family will commit their way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth their righteousness as the light, and their justice as the noonday. Let our children and their people put on righteousness, and it will clothe them. Their justice will be like a robe and a turban. In quietness and confidence shall be their strength. For if God is for our children, who can be against them? Because Jesus guards them and their house, the wicked one cannot touch them and their family. Neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate our children from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In Christ we pray that Jesus will give them and their people eternal life, and our children shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of his hand. For God is greater than all, and lo, no one is able to snatch them out of his hand. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Christ Jesus. God is faithful, who will not allow our children or their family to be tempted beyond what they are able, but with every temptation, trouble, trial, or tribulation, God will also make a way of escape. In the name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, in Christ we pray that our children will ask and it will be given to them. Our children will seek and they will find. Our children will knock and it will be opened. My God shall supply all their needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let the God of knowledge guide our children and their family with his counsel, and afterward receive them to honor and glory. In Christ we pray, they and their people will give attention to the word of God and incline their ear to his sayings, that our children and their people will not let them depart from their eyes. Keep them in the midst of their hearts, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. In the world, our children and our people will have tribulation, but in Christ we pray they are of good cheer, for Jesus has overcome the world. In Christ we pray they and their people will receive the peace of Jesus. Let not their hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For though Jesus was crucified in weakness, yea, he lives by the power of God. For our children and all of their family also are weak in Jesus, but they shall live with Jesus by the power of God. In Christ we call upon Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is here to be with our children in trouble, deliver them and honor them. With long life satisfy our children and show them his salvation. Though they may walk in the midst of trouble, he will revive them and their family. He will stretch out his hand against the wrath of their enemies, and his right hand will save them and their house. May the Lord cause their enemies who rise against their children and their house to be defeated before their eyes. They shall come out against them and their house one way, and flee before them and their people seven ways. Break the arm of the wicked and the evil man, O Lord. Seek out the wickedness until you find none. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues. May the Father, God of righteousness, keep them and all of their family from the snares they have laid for them and from the traps of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets while our children and all of their family escape safely. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, the great, the mighty God, whose name is the Lord of hosts, in Christ we pray that our children and all of their family will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at their side and 10,000 at their right hand, but it shall not come near our children. Only with their eyes shall they look and see the reward of the wicked. For God will redeem their lives from oppression and violence, and precious shall be their blood in his sight. Violence shall no longer be heard in their land, neither wasting nor destruction within their walls. But he shall call their walls salvation and their gates praise. May God Almighty arise and save our children and all of their family. For he has struck all our enemies on the cheekbone. He has broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord. His blessing is upon our children and all of their family. For the Lord will bless the righteous. With favor he will surround them and their house as with a shield. The sun shall not strike them or their house by day, nor the moon by night. In Christ we pray the Lord will plead their cause with those who strive with our children. Fight against those who fight against them and their house. Take hold of the shield and buckler and stand up for them and their people. Also draw out the spear and stop those who pursue them and their family. Let those be put to shame and brought to dishonor who seek after their lives. Let those be driven back and brought to confusion who wish them and their people evil, who seek to destroy their lives, who plot their hurt, who rejoice at their hurt, who exalt themselves against their children and their house. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, the King over all the earth, in Christ we pray that our children and all of their family will not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. In Christ we pray that they and their people will examine themselves as to whether they are in the faith. Jesus Christ is in our children. They are not their own. They are bought with a price, purchased with Jesus' blood, and are covered by the blood of the new covenant with God Most High. Although the horn may make war against our children and their posterity and prevail against them, the Ancient of Days has judged in favor the saints of the Most High God, and it is time for them to possess the kingdom. Let each one of them examine their own work, for our children must bear their own load, and by the measure which they give will be given back to our children, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into their bosom. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Therefore, let our children and their people confess their sins. God is faithful and just to forgive them their sins and to cleanse them from all unrighteousness. May they confess their trespasses to one another and pray for one another, that they may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from our children and their house with all malice. May God forgive their sins, just as our children have forgiven those who sinned against them. Let our children and their people cast off the works of darkness, and let them put on the armor of light. Let them and their people sow bountifully and reap bountifully the good seed of the Son of Man, the spiritual things. Let their natural bodies, which are sown in corruption, dishonor, or weakness, know the resurrection of the dead, and may they all be raised in incorruption, glory, power, a spiritual body having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. May our children and their family be clothed with the garments of salvation and covered with the robes of righteousness. Let them greatly rejoice in the Lord. Their souls shall be joyful in their God. Rain down, you heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, let it bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. May the Lord deliver our children and their people from every evil work and preserve them for his heavenly kingdom, and keep them as the apple of his eye. Hide them under the shadow of his wings from the wicked who oppress them and their house, and from the deadly enemies who surround them and their people. Instead of shame, may God give them and their house double honor, and instead of confusion, let them and their family rejoice in their portion. May everlasting joy be theirs. Let them enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Let our children and their family dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. In a time of trouble, may he hide our children in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide them and their family. He shall set them and their people high upon a rock, and now their heads shall be lifted up above their enemies all around them. Therefore, offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. May our children and their people bless the Lord with all their souls, with all that is within them. May they bless his holy name and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all their iniquities, who heals all their diseases, who redeems their lives from destruction, who crowns them and their people with loving kindness and tender mercies. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Christ Jesus. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in them. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness, he has founded it. The north and the south, the east and the west, he has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him and his love, being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of his glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for it is written, May they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord, and their king to the Holy One of Israel. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the rod out of the stem of Jesse, the branch that grew out of his roots, we ask our Father in heaven and receive all these things. Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence for God's thoughts towards our children and their house, our thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might purify for himself his own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and he hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. God, our faithful God, he will set his glory among the nations. All the nations shall see his judgment, which he has executed, and his hand, which he has laid on them. We shall know that he is our Lord, our God, from that day forward. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, Amen, to the glory of God.